Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, babies, at Charity Stripe. It's your free throws because they're free. Fisher DeSopolis, DJ Nikki Snackscrider, is feeling a bit under the weather today, so we will pet the hat in his honor. But he'll be back next time on Monday for a little mock draft and next week to record live in the Nudio in person. NBA, I guess, halfway done. All-Star Weekend is complete. That means we're headed towards the NBA playoffs, award season. A lot's come up with the 65-game limit as far as, you know, award races. And I think J.J. Redick was big on the All-NBA in terms of guys' contracts with fourth year. If you make the All-NBA and you're rookie in your fourth year as a rookie, it's all complicated. You
eligibility for
$40 million.
For Supermax,
right? Yeah.
Comes into play if you're a player that gets All-NBA team. So it's really, really important. Specifically this year, it's been really, really important for Tyrese Halliburton, who's likely not going to play 65 games.
So he loses $40 million. And I think JJ's point was like, hey, if you're going to pay this guy the Supermax, he should have more chances to get within that contract, his fifth, sixth, seventh year within that contract, to get that $40 million if you're down to pay him the Supermax. Don't necessarily disagree with JJ. I'm with him, and I'm with most of the people that MVP, DPOY, and all the awards, like if you have to play 65 games to get the award, I think that's fair. So unfortunately, Joel Embiid won't have a chance to go back-to-back, and you know, hopefully he gets back healthy for the playoffs. But let's go to some best bets. Now, these aren't necessarily who we think will win these awards. We're going to go top three best bets for the remainder of the NBA season.
You have four?
Yeah,
I did some extra
work.
Oh,
you hornswoggled me, dude. You cucked me. All right, so toss is four.
I have a fun little game for you, too.
Oh, I like games. All right. Okay, now I'm excited. Best bets, again, doesn't necessarily mean this is who we think will win the award. Just a really good value bet. You want to start off because you have four?
I have four. The first one is not an NBA player award, but rather who I think is a good value bet to win the NBA championship.
Okay.
The shortest odds of any NBA team right now are this is per betonline.ag. Go to betonline, use our promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, 50% on your welcome deposit at betonline. So these odds are via BetOnline. The Celtics are plus 250. So they have the shortest odds. They are the all-in favorite to win the NBA championship.
Love that.
That's great for you as a Celtics fan. You got to feel confident about that. I think we're at the point where if they don't get to the NBA finals, the season is a failure.
You have a ton of looking in the mirror to do as a head coach, Jaylen Brown. Like there's going to be a lot of movement in the offseason because you can't just keep recycling this team. Oof. And this is the best starting five in the NBA.
Who wants that Jaylen Brown contract is a great question. He was eligible for the Supermax because he got NBA All Third Team last year.
That he did.
And in that extension, you very much see it in the number that he was given. But the Nuggets are plus 475. and they won the NBA championship last year. And there is a lot of youth at the top of the Western Conference right now. Some really, really good teams. And I think that's why the Celtics odds are so much shorter than the Nuggets, is because the rest of the Eastern Conference is a bit of a question mark, right?
Yeah.
The Cavs are red hot, but they got bounced in the first round last year against the Knicks team, who's also been playing really, really well, made some good moves, but they're not healthy. Joel Embiid still has to come back for the 76ers. The Bucks,
Doc Rivers is a joke.
Are three and eight under Doc Rivers, and they got beat by a Memphis Grizzlies team.
Three and seven.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Who basically played, you know, my third cousin,
G.G. Jackson. Like
G.G. Jackson.
Hey, he's good for him for getting that contract.
Yeah,
and Vince Williams, like their best player.
Vince Williams has been a really good player for them in the absence of Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson, and of course John Morant, who's missed so much time. Which is nice. They're kind of figuring out maybe some other guys to put around those three stars that they have to kind of build out their rotation when everyone gets back to full health.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the Nuggets odds. I do. And they
are you
have,
a little worried if they have to go on the road second round in Western Conference? No, you don't care.
Not really.
Okay. I like it too.
Because even going into this season, as good as the Celtics were on paper, they still have to knock off the reigning champs, who really only lost Bruce Brown. And I know Bruce Brown is a good player, but like that's not why they won the championship. He was helpful in winning the championship. But Reggie Jackson wasn't playing on their team in the playoffs last year, and he's been tremendous for them.
Yeah.
Completely different player, obviously. But just all that to say, like, you're not going to see much more value because the Nuggets are going to – they're probably going to have – a decent second half of the season here. There's 27 games left, I think, for the Nuggets and for most other teams. And I really just like that plus 475 value for them. If you think they're going to win, take the bet.
Yeah, I like that. I think
it's only going to get smaller once we get closer to the playoffs.
I like that value bet a lot. I think obviously Jokic is the best player in the league, and I think that's your safest bet in the Western Conference. You never know how certain teams, Suns, Clippers, will be health-wise. Obviously, there's a lot of youth in the Thunder and the Timberwolves. For me, I do think the Nuggets should be the Western Conference favorite. I don't know if they're necessarily my pick. I like them. I like the Clippers. But the value pick I like, plus 1,500, your Mavs. I like that bet a lot. I think the Mavs can get hot enough.
They're plus 3,300 at BetOnline.
To win the NBA Finals.
Correct.
To win the Western Conference.
To win the Western Conference. Got it.
Plus 1,500. I don't necessarily – look, if you really think they can win, I don't like that. I don't mind that bet either. Plus 3,300.
They're getting all the way there. I mean,
they're getting all the way there. You might as well take it. But if you want to play it a little safe, if you like the Celtics, plus 1,500.
You're a Celtics fan.
Plus 1,500. Mavs. Look, I think if they could get to that 5-seed, which is completely plausible, Luka's been to the Western Conference Finals before. Kyrie Irving's won a ring before, right? I've liked the additions of Gafford and P.J. Washington if Lively gets healthy. Timmy Handjobs, Tim Hardaway Jr. is top three candidate for Sixth Man of the Year. He's playing excellent basketball.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of what Dallas has going on, and I think that they, at plus 1,500, are a really good value bet to win the Western Conference.
They do. I agree with you. They do feel like the best value bet in the Western Conference, whether you're talking about the finals or to win the Western Conference Finals. Two other teams I'll just throw out there on the championship odds list that I had. The Knicks are plus 2,200, and if they are fully healthy.
Oh yeah.
I don't trust the Bucks now. I don't trust Embiid to come back fully healthy and for that team to look like they looked before he got injured. And then I just, you know me, I don't trust the Cavs
heat,
as far
baby.
As I can throw them.
The Heat, baby.
Right. And then you would be talking about the Heat and the Knicks, but realistically, I think the Heat have the same odds as the Mavs. They're plus 3,300 to win the NBA championship. I still have a couple of question marks about the Heat. Like, this was a team where they needed to at least give me something to believe in the regular season, and they still have time, obviously, in the second half of the regular season before I can say, okay, we're gonna see the exact same team as we did last year.
If we see them in the Eastern Conference Finals after they're in the play-in game, I legitimately might hang myself from my nutsack from the ceiling. That is be ridiculous at this point. If they get to the Eastern Conference Finals again from the play-in.
Well, it would just be confirmation that they really just don't.
They don't care.
And they know exactly what they're doing, and they're just biding their time.
They do know exactly what they're doing, for sure.
But at a certain point, I feel like that luck kind of runs out, right?
Yeah.
And I also think, because you're playing against the odds, right? There's so many unfavorable positions that you're in, just by nature of having to play a play-in game, right? Yeah. And then having to play on the road in multiple playoff series, with the second one being the Eastern Conference Finals, the third series being the Eastern Conference Finals on the road. And that's it's really challenging. It's really, really difficult. And that's why I think, like, you look at the opposite side of the Western Conference, you've got the Kings, you've got the Lakers, and you've got the Warriors, who all look to be really solid teams. But if one of them goes 3-7 in the next 10 games, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
They're in severe trouble.
Absolutely. Run me through your other bets real quick.
Okay. This was the leader in the NBA in regular season wins. So right now the Celtics have the best record at 43-12. The Wolves are the second best record at 39-16. They're the second closest team. Every other team is around, I think the Cavs are at 36. The Clippers are at 36. That's too far away from the Celtics to cover. You don't have enough games to cover that ground. Mm-hmm. But I think feasibly the Wolves could do it, and they're plus 1,400. So if you believe in the Wolves,
quick 50.
Like, that's a really, really high value bet. I think the Celtics are like minus 350 to win that. So it's not worth it to spend any money there.
It's not terrible. It's not like minus 700.
Sure. But one guy goes down. Sure. You know, they have a pretty short rotation. But I think it's a good bet to like throw 10, 20 bucks on for the Wolves.
Okay, cool.
What's your second one?
Okay, I'll give you my two. Celtics, let's say they don't do that. Let's say they get scorching hot in the second half, which has been a case for them in the past.
Yeah.
Specifically, one player. One player notoriously on that team, their best player, is always excellent in the second half. If the Boston Celtics eclipse 65 wins,
mm-hmm.
which is still in sight, and they have a 10-game lead in the Eastern Conference, by far and away the most dominant team in the Eastern Conference. I'm not saying he's the best player in the league. I'm just saying based off wins, based off dominant performance, if that happens, which I think him playing that way will lead to the Celtics having that lead and having that record of plus 65, Jason Tatum at plus 5,000 to win the MVP is a really good value bet to me.
Okay. Yeah, I think, at least from what I remember, the odds at BetOnline were like, Jokic is the favorite. He's like minus 150. Then it's SGA who's like plus 175. Like, then it's Luka who's like plus 900. Giannis is plus 700. I still think, I don't know what the odds makers are doing, because the fact that Luka is not even higher in consideration.
I like the Luka bet too, because what I say happens.
It's a little ridiculous that he has that long of odds. And then Tatum is 5,000, and then Mitchell is 10,000. Which is also pretty crazy. But I mean, if you want to give a nod, right, to that team
and his family.
Yeah, he's been playing excellent basketball. Coach of the year. I like he's the odds favorite right now. Like, Mark Daniel he's plus 190 though. He's still plus money. And this team is going to be a top 3 seed in the West.
Yes.
They were the number 10 seed last year, and they didn't make the NBA playoffs. So the Wolves were also a play-in team, but they ended up as that 8 seed and played the Nuggets, who were the 1 seed. So I think the way that we look at the Thunder from last year in comparison to the way that we look at the Wolves, who also played the Nuggets maybe better than any other team did in the NBA playoffs,
sure.
They actually gave them some fits, at least down low. Like, we look at the Wolves differently than we look at the Thunder. The fact that they have Rudy Gobert, who's been to the playoffs before, the fact that Kat is in his sixth season right now, the fact that Anthony Edwards was kind of the leader of that USA basketball team this past offseason.
Conley got the extension.
Conley. I'm just saying, like, the players on the team, the way that we came into the season looking at that team is very different than SGA, who is a bona fide superstar and has been acknowledged as that starting like middle of last season. But then you've got really young. You've got rookie Chet. You've got J-Dub, who was surprising last year and now is like borderline all-star this year. You've got Josh Giddey, who's like dealing with all the off-the-court stuff. And still,
he's a creep.
Mark D was able to like keep this team not only in the hunt, but people think they're a true dark horse contender. Like, it just feels like he's going to win the award, and he probably should.
Okay. I like that pick a lot. Here's another one.
Finch was second in odds, but yeah, they won 40 games last year. They're going to win more than 50 games. Like, you can't give it to JB Bickerstaff because that team won 51 games last year.
I love your reasoning. And people, I think you're in good shape because people like the Thunder.
Right.
People don't like the Timberwolves. They don't like Rudy Gobert. They don't like Karl Anthony Towns. Let's just call it how it is.
Yeah. And a lot of people were a little annoyed with how Anthony Edwards carried himself in the All-Star.
Nah, he's the man. He's the man. Okay, here, my last one.
What's
for
your
you,
last
and
one?
Then you give me the game, and then your last two, I believe.
Last one.
Yep. So my last one, he's third right now in six man of the year odds. If the Clippers can get to the one seed, his discrepancy with Malik Monk, who's minus money, and then Tim Hardaway Jr., who's slightly plus money, Norman Powell for six man of the year, plus 750.
I like it.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Throw a little.
How many points? per game is he averaging?
14.3, which is like one a little.
Hardaway's at 17.5.
I'm just saying, if the Clippers make the jump.
Yeah, Norm Powell's been essential in their success.
For a long time.
Yeah, and he's a really awesome player. You know, he'd start on a variety of different teams in the NBA. I like that bet a lot. This one's the only minus money one that I had in the mix of my four bets. Mm-hmm. Clutch player of the year, Steph Curry is minus 150. They've had 33 games in the clutch. That's the second most in the NBA. He's hit 28 threes in clutch minutes. The next highest threes hit is Dame with 9. he has 165 points in the clutch. DeMar DeRozan, who's second, has 108. De'Aaron Fox won the award last year. It was the first time they had started that award. And he had, I think, like 35 more clutch points scored than the guy that was in second, who I don't know who that was. So it just feels like Steph is kind of cementing himself, and they're playing in a lot of close games.
Top five player of all time.
Wow, that's a different debate. But I know that a lot of Hoops fans, especially people around our age, don't have a problem with that. As I was looking at some of the stats in regards to Steph Curry and the fact that he should win Clutch Player of the Year, I wanted to post to you, I wanted to have you guess the top five players who have the best plus minus in clutch minutes. All five of them are guards. Four of them play in the Eastern Conference. One of them plays in the Western Conference. And those are the hints that I'll give you until you start guessing. And then
Steph Curry is one of them?
He is not.
Okay.
Because you got to think about this. His plus minus has a lot to do with like
defense and their winning games.
And them winning games. Yeah.
Is Anthony Edwards one of them?
He is not.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
He is not.
Okay. So I think I'm guessing.
The Thunder have the best differential in the NBA.
They don't have a player in the clutch.
Well, I'm just saying they've been beating teams by a lot.
So they're not in that clutch. Okay, I see what you're saying. Is De'Aaron Fox in there?
He's not.
Again? Kyrie?
Kyrie is number five. He's the only. So you got your Western Conference. Now it's just the Eastern Conference guys.
Okay.
Two of these guys play on the same team.
Okay.
They're all guards.
Okay. Well, the D-Jack Hobbs locking in for 20 million rupees, Jalen Brunson.
That is correct.
Yeah. Gun to my head.
He's number four.
Gun to my head. Gun to my nuts. Gun to my family. I'm guessing Jalen Brunson with that. He's number four, and is his teammate on there, too?
Nope.
Okay.
Which one? Dante?
No. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Okay, so there's two teammates left. Clutch time. Guards.
This one kind of, the two teammates works against what I was saying in regards to the Thunder. You would think that this team's been waxing everyone. But in fact, they've had a lot of close games.
Celtics?
Yes.
And my boys, Holiday and White.
That's correct.
Okay.
They.
I was thinking to guess that.
Derek White is.
I really was.
Derek White is one. Drew Holiday is two. That has a lot to do with their defense at the end of games and just the Celtics defense.
Did the Hawks send all five of their starting guys? Did Demari Carroll go to the All-Star game? Or was it just Korver, Millsap, Teague, and...
and Al Horford? Demari Carroll was not an All-Star.
Okay. All I'm saying is
it's a different NBA. It's a different NBA.
I'm just saying. I know it's a different NBA. I'm just saying.
That team was also the number one seed in the East. You think that team would be a number one seed in the East?
Not even. That's what I'm saying.
That team might not
even
be a play-in team.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The Celtics starting five is ridiculous, bro. It might be, if we win the finals, it could be considered the best starting five in Celtics history. Could be considered.
Yeah.
If they win.
Let's not play the Baltimore Ravens game where we have the best defense ever, best team ever, until we actually do the thing.
Shout out to our boy. I couldn't believe him.
Who was the only one saying it? So
yeah,
it's not,
okay.
It's not.
Okay. Guard.
So this is the number three player on this list. So he has the third best plus minus in clutch minutes. He plays on a team.
That is not in the plan.
That is in the plan.
Okay, so okay, Jalen Suggs.
No.
Is that a cool ass guess, though?
Good guess.
Thank you.
This guy has also had a great year, somewhat of a resurgence year. He's been.
Kobe White?
Yes. Great guess. Really, really impressive.
Kobe White is my GameStop.
He is your GameStop. You still have a ton of stock in Kobe White.
Game. I have a good game for you later, by the way.
Can't wait
when
to
we
play.
Get back to basketball. Yeah. I think you could do it. Did you have all your bets in?
I did. So I liked Steph Curry to win Clutch Player of the Year. Mark D, head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, to win Coach of the Year at plus 190. The Wolves have the best record in the NBA at the end of the year. Don't come at me if they don't. I wouldn't be that surprised, but it's a good value bet. They're plus 1,400. And they're only 3.5 games behind the Celtics. And then championship odds, the Nuggets to win it all, plus 475.
Okay, and then I had your Mavs plus 1,500 to win the Western Conference. I had Tatum plus 5,000 to win the MVP. And then Norman Powell, sixth man of the year.
It's a long shot, but it's a good, yeah, I like your scenario.
Plus 750. All right, well, let's roll it. We're already in basketball. Let's talk a little college hoops. College hoops, okay. March Madness, honestly, right around the corner, less than a month away. I know. Our Texas Longhorns, not inspiring. Not an inspiring.
The fans, the students.
DeSue looks good. DeSue's kind of shooting his way into the NBA draft.
Well, he's looked good for 2 years now.
Yeah, so, I mean, Dill Mitchell, we have some, like, promising spots in the Texas Longhorns.
Dill Mitchell, who now at this point, he should stay again.
He should stay until he's a senior.
Yeah.
He's developed his entire game except for his three-point shot, really, or his shot in general.
Yeah.
But if he could get some semblance of that, he'll be a late first-round pick by the time he's a senior.
Yeah, and you think about, you know, one of the guys we were lucky enough to interview who was heading into the NBA draft coming off of a really successful senior season at Arkansas. No. Alabama.
Okay.
Sorry, Alabama. When we talked to Herb Jones.
And oh,
Herb
yeah,
Jones
yeah,
was
yeah,
able
yeah,
to,
yeah,
to slot in and be – in conversation, an all NBA caliber defender mm-hmm. as a rookie for the New Orleans Pelicans, and has stayed in that conversation
since
then. It is
real perfect, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, Mitchell reminds me a lot in a lot of different ways. You know, he's similar to Herb Jones, but he's coming in with more talent into the college game. He's really, really developed, and I think his offense has taken a step forward. His confidence has taken a step forward. So I don't believe in our Texas Longhorns as a team that can make noise in the tournament. Hopefully we get to the tournament, most importantly, and give those guys at least, you know, that experience of going there and
give them a shot.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know. Like, I think there was a couple years ago with, oh my God, why is his name escaping me? Really good guard, played for the Clippers, South Carolina. That, you know what I'm talking about.
Sindarius Thornwell?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Gamecocks were like a 7 seed.
He had a hell of a run in the NCAA.
And they had a hell of a run in the NCAA tour. Like, look, you just kind of got to get there.
I don't even know if Thornwell's still in the NBA
now. I don't think he's in the league. Really, heck of a college player. But yeah. you kind of just got to get there, right? If you get there, then anything can really happen. Okay, so sleeper team that can win. Sleeper team would be a team that's not in the top 1 or 2 seeds.
Okay.
You could give me your overall winner if you have one in mind right now.
The team that you're wearing on your head is probably my
biased
favorite team.
Because one of them is a St. Mark's kid.
Yeah, he was also an excellent basketball
player. He's
also
a hooper.
Yeah, he's really good. He's a really good rebounder for his size, too. Harrison Ingram, I'm mentioning. But in addition to him,
yeah.
who's now in his junior season after playing 2 years at Stanford,
yeah.
they have Armando Bacot. Who's been there? He was a part of that run when they had Manek and they had and RJ Davis, who was also on their team then. Like, they've got two of the guys that were on that long run. It's almost like Caleb Love. I know, you know, Arizona's having a really good season right now, but if you had stayed, UNC would be even better, and you have that experience
yeah,
of going
they're,
deep.
They're like in they're, the they're a one
right.
seed too.
Yeah, you're talking about
they're a one seed. UNC's probably a 2 seed.
For sure. And could be a 3, depending on what happens in the ACC tournament. But I like UNC a lot.
Okay, cool.
I know that odds makers and college basketball is interesting because the analytics are so much more important, at least in the way that we talk about the tournament, because it's such a crapshoot mm-hmm. in comparison to what we just talked about with the NBA, where it's like you got one of the top 7 players in the NBA. You know you have a chance, right? Just build the right pieces around them. You could probably compete for a conference championship or a conference title and potentially an NBA championship. College basketball is completely different.
I mean, Rob Dillingham's probably the top NBA prospect right now in college, and I don't think either of us are chomping at the bit to pick Kentucky, who
a team that's KenPom probably like between 13 and 20 right now. They're like 17.
And can't play defense. You're not going far.
Right.
sorry.
Like both their guards, though. I like Shepard and I like Dillingham a lot.
I like a lot of guys on the team.
Yeah, I don't... They don't instill a ton of confidence in me for a deep tourney run. But what I was going to say is the analytics really favor Purdue. I just can't do it. I can't. And Edie's become one of the better college basketball players we've seen It's hard for me to admit that because I just like it just feels like a cheat code, right? He's seven five or whatever he is, and he just gets the ball near the rim and he puts it in. And he's so high percentage, and he's a good free throw shooter. He's an excellent rebounder. He's a good shot. He's a good rim protector. But I just they don't have a Jaden Ivey on their team.
No,
right? They do shoot the three.
They shoot the three well though. They have a couple guys who shoot the three.
I just think all it takes is one team to throw a wonky like defensive scheme at them, and if Edie has a semblance of a bad game, you can beat them. Or another team just shoots well and knocks them off.
It could be a Virginia 2.0 where they lose to a 16 seed and come back and they win the title. It could be. I'm with you though. I think if I'm picking a one seed, like the teams that are the real one seeds,
they're just not the fun pick, really.
No, they're not the fun pick. I think I like UConn to go back to back. I wouldn't be shocked. They have a lot of good players.
Tough loss against the Creighton Blue Jays, who I know you like a lot because Creighton can shoot. And I mean, when I say tough loss, I mean, they almost lost by 20 plus points.
Oh, yeah. They did.
I thought it was 17 or 18. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
And I could be wrong. Probably am. I like UConn, and we see Houston in the Big 12 now. And Samson's just a great coach, man. Like, and Cryer was a great addition. Sheed's great.
Yep.
And they're just a
good experience on that team,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a really good basketball team. And if I'm picking a one seed, it's probably one of those two teams. I like Purdue a lot more than I did last year. I think they got like the jitters out. I think it's one of those things again. If they beat a 16 seed, then they're going to be fine.
Right.
Like, get that monkey off your back.
Also have a great coach.
Yes, and they have a great coach. Okay, so my sleeper team to win it all, like a sleeper team that I think can win it all. You just said them, the Creighton Blue Jays. They got to the Elite Eight last year. They're going to be like a probably four seed, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine when it's all said and done, a four seed. And that to me is a sleeper team, a team that, you know, can actually conceivably win it all. They have three guys scoring 17 plus a game.
Yeah.
They're the number 9 in KenPom offense and number 24 in KenPom defense. So top 10 and top 25. I wish they were a little stronger defensively, to be honest.
Yeah, especially with how much size they have.
Because that is, scares me a little bit, which is why my 1B team is Iowa State. They are a top 5 defensive team.
Yeah.
Lipsy, Gilbert, the two guards are really strong defensively, and they're like the 38 offensive team. I wish they were a little better offensively. Look, beggars can't be choosers. It's an imperfect world we're living in right now in college basketball, which is great. There's a lot of parity. Those are my, hey, 3-4 seeds. That can knock, like, if Iowa State's like, let's say they move to a 4 seed with the way the Big 12 falls, right? And let's say that's like what happens though. They move to a 4 seed with the Big 12 in a tournament, and they kind of, and people are overlooking them. They're the 4 seed.
And they're Iowa State name recognition, right? Isn't the same as Baylor, Houston. Yeah.
But they see like an Arizona in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That's me. So Iowa State, Creighton are mine.
I think, you know, UNC could end up a 3 seed, right? And then you're, With a 4 seed Iowa State or a 3 seed Iowa State or a 3 seed UNC, you're looking at your bracket. I mean, there's a lot of parity this year. There's a lot of good teams. Like, I'm hard pressed not to say that, you know, that's not as good as whoever the 2 or 1 seed will be. And that's where you kind of have to take your shots, right? You have to take shots at teams that are 3 or 4 so you can get a little bit more of that value, who have a nice way to navigate. And then, you know, a couple of upsets happen and things have to kind of fall into place. That's why on the KenPom ranking, luck is one of the categories, because there's a ton of luck in college basketball. Other teams, I know you do or don't like Alabama. They have a really important game that's playing right now against Florida, who actually I think is kind of a sneaky team that could maybe not win it all, but like make the Elite Eight.
My bus pick, actually, did you give your sleeper team to win it all? Bama's my bus pick.
They're
2-6 in quad 1, you know, games.
Yep.
They have really good offensive guards. Sears is good. Estrada's really good. Nate Oates is a good coach. Experience is key in the NCAA tournament. They didn't get it done. Brandon Miller last year, who's turning it up in the NBA. That's a telltale sign to me. But beggars can't be choosers.
Well, how about two consecutive?
They can't play defense. How about that? They are terrible, terrible, terrible on defense.
Hopefully going into next year. Nate Oates, during the entirety of the season, doesn't have some sort of like scandal or like thing going on with the team.
Dude, it is just bizarre at this point. He got to get it together. I like Alabama as my bus pick. I'm seeing Alabama as a 3 seed, a 4 seed, definitely a 5 seed if they drop that far. If they're in that 3-5 range, they're not making out of the second round for me.
Okay.
And honestly, I think I like a lot of the players on Baylor. They're not good defensively again either. They're probably in the same range as me.
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of other teams that I'll throw out there that I like a lot. I'm not sure yet.
Because I can give you my sleepers to go far.
Yeah, sure. Throw out a couple of other names.
Tom Izzo.
Michigan State Spartans.
Experienced coach.
Really telling next few weeks for this team.
Yes. They're stringing together good wins now, though. And I think if they're like the 6 or 7 seed, I could see them making that Elite Eight Final Four run. Now, a play-in team usually has good luck. A team that has to, one of the 68 whatever teams,
yeah,
has to play your first game, you know, get that warm-up game again, monkey out the back, you're getting hot, you go, and you go on a little skirt. UCLA was a team a couple years ago. They went to the Final Four. It was an 11 seed. I'm not saying Gonzaga is going to go. We definitely know they're not going to win, as you said to me off air, because they have had better teams and haven't gotten it done. All that being said, if I'm seeing Mark Few as a first four in and he's that play-in 11 seed and he has to play that first game and he has to get, you know, cooking and going, they have some veteran guards on that team who have good experience there.
Yeah.
And I like them making a little Sweet 16, potentially Elite Eight run as a name brand 11 seed.
Okay. I like it. Their roster.
You hate.
No. I certainly like them. I mean, hey, winning 3 rounds though.
Yeah, like 1-2 and get to the Sweet 16.
That's doable.
Maybe Elite Eight, depending on who the matchup is.
Just because like this isn't a team that always, they have a good program, not often talked about when we're talking about good college basketball teams, and certainly not like big, well-known college basketball schools. Colorado State is really good this year.
Okay.
The Rams are really good. And I don't know if that means that
they're always like a little kind of darling 8-9 seed type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a lot of just good press and hype around, you know, the Buffs in Boulder, and maybe Colorado State can kind of win back some of that noise by making a nice little tourney run here. I also think you can't count out a team that went to the finals last year, went to the Final Four and then went to the NCAA championship and lost.
San Diego State.
San Diego State is a good team.
Always are.
And incredibly well coached. There's a number of teams between 15 and 25 just with the AP rankings right now that I think in the next 2-3 weeks can sway me and really string together some wins and make some noise going into the tournament.
I'm watching Texas Tech too.
Always, yeah.
Always watching Texas Tech. All right, is there any other teams you want to throw out there that you think could, you know, win the whole dance?
Jared McCain is so good that I know Duke is, they're probably going to be a 3 seed, maybe a 2. I mean, if they win the ACC tournament, you know, they might end up a 2 or potentially a 1, probably not. But I just think we still haven't even seen that team at full health.
Mm-hmm.
And if Filipowski and Proctor comes back healthy and is playing and McCain continues to elevate his game,
mm-hmm.
He already tied the rookie scoring record at 35 points against Florida State. Insane. So I think he's got better basketball ahead of him too. I'm in on Shire Ball and
Durham. Either of these two teams can make, either of them, Tobacco Road can make some noise.
Yep.
And it would be good for the program with these two new coaches, you know, I mean,
who have already cemented themselves.
They're very solid. Great picks, which there never should have been a doubt. They could further cement themselves and, you know, in the legacies of these historic programs.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
So many teenagers waiting to be adopted from foster care feel like their lives are over. They've given up hope of having a permanent home and are terrified of aging out with no support system. Right now, more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted in the U.S. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is dedicated to finding them the right family before it's too late. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org/learn more.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.